This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Al-Razazi. We're coming here to Tafsir Bites, Bits. This is day five. We started this series in Ramadan, doing some Tafsir. So, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hello wa marhaba. السلام عليكم. وعليكم السلام شيستا عبد الرحمن and خديجة and ليلى and منى يا منى and سلطان سلطان yeah how are you الحمد لله خديجة وعليكم السلام ياسين ياسين from Belgium people from Belgium السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته Nadia Nadim, alaikum salam from Vancouver. Hope you're doing great. Muhammad, assalamu alaikum. Salam. So get, inshallah ta'ala, ready. Bring in all your pens and papers ready. Or books, notebooks. Today, inshallah ta'ala, once we finish Surah Al-Fatiha, because I just want to have a small part to share with regard to Surah Al-Fatiha. And then after that, we're going to move to Surah Al-Baqarah. An amazing surah, inshallah. So get your notebooks and your pens ready, inshallah, okay? Get ready, bi-idhnillah. We'll start, inshallah, in just a few seconds. Okay, yallah, bismillah, we'll start now. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wasalam, rasulullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Riyad Al-Razazi, welcoming you to the Tafsir program. It's called Tafsir Bits or Tafsir Bites. This is episode number five, right? Yesterday, we talked about, you know, the Surah Al-Fatiha, the number of the surah, the number of the ayat, the number of the juz. We talked about the importance of Surah Al-Fatiha. With regard to the you know, the mawqi' al-surah, the surah is in the first, you know, surah in the Quran. And with regard to the asbab al-nuzul, you know, why it was revealed, there is nothing authentic as to why it was revealed. You know, a lot of most of the other surahs, if not all of the other surahs, they have a reason why they were revealed. But Surah Al-Fatiha, there is nothing authentic with regard to the reason why it was revealed. And then the Matla' al-Surah, or the introduction of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with al-Thana', right? Thana', al-Hub, praise, and showing praise to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So remember we said that there were 10 introductions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses to start the Quran with, the surahs with, you know, and one of them is the praise. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So Allah starts with that. Alhamdulillah. You know, subhanAllah, the very first ayah in the Quran or surah in the Quran, ayah in the Quran starts with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. When you enter Jannah, the very first thing you will say is Alhamdulillahi Alladhi Hadana Lihada Wa Ma Kunna Linahtadiya Lawla An Hadana Allah. The very first thing you will say when you enter Jannah is Alhamdulillah. When our father Adam, Allah Azza wa Jalla created him, and then he sneezed, the angels told him, say Alhamdulillah. And then he said Alhamdulillah. Then our Lord told him, Yarhamuka Allah, Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jalla replied to him, Yarhamuka Allah. Right? So the Quran starts with Alhamdulillah. Jannah, you'll enter it starting with Alhamdulillah. Our father Adam, you know, when he sneezed, the first thing he says, Alhamdulillah. Look, no one, you know, Alhamdulillah. Allah is praising himself. Because there's no one who knows the true merit of Allah other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. So he knew, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that no one will praise him as need be. He knew, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that no one from his creations, including his prophets and messengers, no one would truly praise him as he deserves. So he said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahu Akbar. He praised himself, by saying, Alhamdulillah. To Allah is be praised, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right. So the objective of the surah, when we talk about mawdu' al-surah, the content of the surah, surah al-fatiha, this is what we left off yesterday. The content of the surah, my brothers and sisters, is the looking at, you know, the names that we mentioned yesterday, you know, like she's Ummul Kitab, you know, one of the names of Surah Al-Fatiha, Ummul Kitab, you know, Sab' Al-Mathani, you know, these are some of the names of Surah Al-Fatiha. Because she is Ummul Quran, or the Surah is Ummul Quran, it contains the Maqasid Al-Quran. It contains the Maqasid. What's the Maqasid? The objectives of the Quran are all included, subhanAllah, in Surah Al-Fatiha. The objectives of the Quran is included in Surah Al-Fatiha. It revolves around three main topics. Surah Al-Fatiha: praising Allah Azza wa Jal. Number two, commands, prohibitions, or what we say in Arabic, al-awamir wal-nawahi, al-awamir wal-nawahi. And then it also contains al-wa'd wal-wa'id, meaning promises and threats. These are three main topics that are contained in Surah Al-Fatiha. The praising Allah Azza wa Jal, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, you know, Al-Thana' ala Allah, glorifying Him. Number two, Al-Awamir wa-Nawahi, commands and prohibitions, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'ini. And then Allah Azza wa Jal also talks about Al-Wa'd wal-Wa'id. Al-Wa'd wal-Wa'id, meaning promises and threats. In more detail, when we talk about Al-Fatiha and we talk about the segments of the surah, maqati' al-surah, or the segments, it contains al-thana, praise. It contains i'lan, or announcement, or a statement. And it also contains dua. Surah Al-Fatiha contains the three main segments. Al-thana, thana. وثانيها إعلان وثالثها دعاء. First, ثناء, praise. Second, إعلان, or an announcement, or a statement. And thirdly, a دعاء. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الحمد لله رب العالمين, it also talks about الربوبية. What's الربوبية? That there is no one worthy of worship other than Allah Azza wa Jal. He's the creator. Allah is the creator. Allah is the doer. Allah is the sustainer. Allah is the hafid. Allah is everything, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's al-rububiyyah to Allah Azza wa Jal. So the Fatiha contains praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the second segment talks about the i'lan. I'lan meaning here the announcement of ifrad bil ibadah wal isti'anah, that we only single Allah out with ibadah, with worship. Ihdina alhamdulillah rabbil alamin ar-rahman ar-rahim maliki yawmiddin, maliki yawmiddin. I'lan, it's an announcement, it's a statement that only him we shall worship. Iyyaka na'bud, iyyaka na'bud wa iyyaka nasta'in. I'lan, khabar. إياك نعبد وإياك, you only we worship when we only we seek refuge from, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the second paragraph, or the second segment of Al-Fatiha. The third paragraph, or the third segment of Al-Fatiha, dua. What's dua? Dua here means asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for hidayah. إِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. So you see, Al-Fatiha starts with Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Malik Yawm al-Din, praising Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'een, announcement, stating that we only worship You alone subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we seek refuge in You alone subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Ihdina الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Remember what I said yesterday. الضالين, you have to extend it a little bit. right? And make the shadda, emphasis on the shadda. Walad-dallin. Right. So three segments in Surah Al-Fatiha. Number one is thana, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two is a statement, an announcement. You know, announcing that we worship and you only we seek refuge of. And then the third paragraph or the third segment of Al-Fatiha is dua. This is with regard to Al-Fatiha, my brothers and sisters. Now, Surah Al-Baqarah. I hope you're taking notes. Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah, its number is number two. Number two. How many ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah? 286. 286 ayat in Surah Al-Baqarah. Remember, I mentioned this maybe in the very first session when I said, if you want the second lecture, when I said, if you want to know how many surahs are Makki and how many surahs are Madani, you know, you look at how many ayat in Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah has 286 verses, 28 Makki, 86 Madani. This is how you would know in the Quran how many surahs are Makki and how many surahs are Madani. You know, those who are revealed in Mecca and those surahs that are revealed in Medina. 28 and 86. So altogether, Surah Al-Baqarah has 286 verse. How many juz? One, two, three. Almost three. Yani two and a half. Two and a half. Right? So, raqam al-surah, the number of surah is number two. Right? How many surahs do we have in the Quran? 114. How many surahs do we have in the Quran? 114. 114. So, the number of Surah Al-Baqarah is number two. In the Quran, number two. How many ayat? 286. How many juz? One, two, and three. Yani two and a half. But it starts with the third juz anyways. The third juz, you know, so Surah Al-Baqarah also starts with Surah Al-Juz. The third juz. Surah Al-Baqarah has names. What are some of the names of Surah Al-Baqarah? We call her Al-Baqarah. We call it Al-Baqarah, the cow. You know, the story of the cow of Banu Israel, the cow. Also, it is called Sinamul Quran. Sinam, the pinnacle of the Quran. Sinamul Quran. It's also called Fistat Al-Quran. And I will explain. You know, Fistat Al-Quran is a place of assembly. The place of assembly of the Quran. As if the whole Quran is assembled in Surah Al-Baqarah. It contains everything. So some of the names of Surah Al-Baqarah is Al-Baqarah. Is Sinamul Quran. Sinam means the pinnacle, the top of the Quran, because it is yani the longest surah in the Quran, Fistat al Quran. Sinamul Quran, because as I said, Surah Al-Baqarah is the longest surah in the Quran. Right? So that pinnacle has a tip, you know, like the top of it. Surah Al-Baqarah is also called Sinamul Quran. What are the fada'il of Surah Al-Baqarah? Oh, there are so many virtues. There's so many virtues of Surah Al-Baqarah. It is one of the greatest surahs in the Quran. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Don't make your homes like graveyards." He said in one hadith, you know, very sound and authentic. He says, "Do not make your homes like graveyard." He says, "Ash-shaytan does not stay in a home whereby Surah Al-Baqarah is recited in." Allahu Akbar. The Prophet says, "Don't make your home." لا تجعلوا بيوتكم مقابر. إن الشيطان ينفر من البيت التي تقرأ فيه سورة البقرة. The Prophet says, "Don't make your homes like graveyards," meaning like you don't pray, you don't recite Quran in your homes. Which means, for those who go and pick the Quran, then they go and start reciting Quran in the graveyards on the dead. No, the Prophet says, don't make your homes like graveyard, meaning you don't pray in your home, you don't recite Quran in your home. Recite Quran in your home and pray in your home. And then he says, a shaitan runs away from a home whereby Surah Al-Baqarah has been, you know, recited on. So you want the shaitan to be kicked out from your home with this Surah Al-Baqarah. Because there's another hadith that says, Shaitan would not come to your home if Surah Al-Baqarah is recited every 3 days. Every 3 days. So the third day, if Surah Al-Baqarah has not been recited, then he has an opportunity to come in and to come through. So if you were to recite Surah Al-Baqarah every 3 days, Shaitan will be kicked out from your home. Who said that? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is one of the virtues of Surah Al-Baqarah. Also, one of the virtues of Surah Al-Baqarah, as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and this hadith is mawquf, stopped at Ibn Mas'ud. But some other ulama, they said that this hadith is also elevated to the Prophet Muhammad, meaning that it is Prophet Muhammad who narrated this hadith. Inna li kulli shay'in sinama wa sinamu al-Qur'an Surah Al-Baqarah. Everything has a pinnacle, and the pinnacle of Quran is Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah. Tertib Nuzul al-Surah, the tertib of it, the sequence, my brothers and sisters, it is awwal surah, the very first surah that was revealed in Medina. And this is, the consensus of all the scholars that the Surah Al-Baqarah, was revealed in Medina, and it kept on being revealed, one ayah after another, one ayah after another. It wasn't revealed all in one shot. No, it was not revealed all in one shot, but it was revealed in segments, in portions. But it was all being revealed in Medina. In Medina. Because there were some surahs, that some of them, some ayat were revealed in Mecca and other ayat were revealed in Medina, or so on and so forth, right? But Surah Al-Baqarah was all revealed in Medina, as it is the consensus of Ahl al-Ilm. It's been revealed until the very last, subhanAllah, the very last ayah in the Quran. What's the very last ayah in the Quran? It's in Surah Al-Baqarah. It's in verse 281. Take notes. The very last ayah that was revealed, according to the majority of the scholars, the most authentic, right? The very last ayah. It is not قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ is in the Quran, right? In the Mus'haf. The last surah. But the very last ayah that was revealed before the death of the Prophet Muhammad عليه السلام, is وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. That was the last ayah that was revealed. And after that, Prophet Muhammad passed away, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And fear the day when you shall return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet, he understood this was the last one that to be revealed. And fear the day when you all shall return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ. And each soul shall be brought back for what he or she did. That soul for what she did. وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And they shall not be oppressed. They shall not be wronged. They shall not be wronged. So this is the very last ayah that was revealed in the Quran. Verse number 281 from Surah Al Baqarah. So I said Surah Al-Baqarah was revealed in Medina. What are the asbab al-nuzul? What are the reasons, or the reason why Surah Al-Baqarah was revealed? Sisters and brothers, write down. According to the scholars, right, the Huffaz, the scholars of the Tafasir, they said that about 68 reasons. 68 reasons as to why Surah Al-Baqarah was revealed. Remember Surah Al-Fatiha? There's nothing authentic as to why it was revealed. But Surah Al-Baqarah, there's like 68 reasons as to why it was revealed. About 30 reasons, all related to the Jews, Bani Israel. Because Surah Al-Baqarah talks a lot about Bani Israel. So about 30 reasons from the reasons why Surah Al-Baqarah was revealed, 30 reasons amongst them were just merely for Bani Israel. And there were about 5 reasons talking about the changing of the Qibla. Allahu Akbar. The changing of the Qibla. This is why I said the Surah Al-Baqarah was revealed in Medina. Right? So there were five reasons that are pertinent to the changing of the Qibla, also in Surah Al-Baqarah. There were about 39 reasons or so. I mean, I'm just giving you some different, you know, opinions here with regard to, you know, reasons pertinent to Ahl al-Kitab, the Christians. There were about more than 20 reasons or so pertinent to tarbiyah. Tarbiyah of what? Tarbiyah of al-mu'mineen, to disciplining the believers. The tarbiyah of the believers, all in Surah Al-Baqarah. These are some of the reasons. Let me give you an example. There were some ahkam that are pertinent to siyam, hajj, nikah, marriage, talaq, all in Surah Al-Baqarah. A lot of ahkam, a lot of rulings, a lot of ahkam, you'll find them embedded in Surah Al-Baqarah. For instance, لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم به الله فيغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير. The very last, you know, ayah from Surah Al-Baqarah before آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون. When that was revealed, when that was revealed, the Sahaba, they went down on their knees. They went down on their knees asking Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you know, إِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبْكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. Whatever you keep in your chest, or whatever you expose or reveal, you shall be held accountable for. They went down on their knees. Ya Rasulullah, even things that we feel, even things that are on our breast, will be held accountable for? Ya Rasulullah, we can manage siyam, we can manage salah, we can manage hajj and sadaqah. Ya Rasulullah, even things that we feel, Allah will hold us accountable for our feelings. You know, if I were to think of something, Allah will hold me responsible of my thinking. It was so tough on them. It was so tough on them. Then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Do you want to riduna an taqulu kama qala ahlul kitab min qablikum sami'na wa asayna?" So the Prophet is telling them, "Do you want to say like the people before you, from the Christians and the Jews, we hear and we disobey? We hear and we disobey? Say sami'na wa ata'na. Say sami'na wa ata'na." So they said, "Sami'na wa ata'na. Ghufranaka rabbana." وإليك المصير. الله أكبر. سمعنا وأطعنا. This is سورة البقرة. They said, so Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed it. They said, سمعنا وأطعنا. We hear and we obey. غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. Oh Allah, forgive us. Now we thought, يعني because we thought it was so hard for us to be also accountable for things that we feel, for things that we think of. غفرانك ربنا. Forgive us, oh our Lord. غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. Then, when they said that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, Allah azza wa jalla said, آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ كُلٌّ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْ رُسُلِهِ وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما عملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. When they said, oh Allah, forgive us, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَعَلَيْهَا مَا اكْتَسَبَتْ. Allahu Akbar. You see how you can connect with the Quran? When you understand the Quran, when you understand why it was revealed, like the surah, why the surah was revealed, why the ayah was revealed, then you can connect more, you can have more khushu' with it. So when Allah Azza wa Jalla, initially told them that, that Allah Azza wa Jalla, that will be held accountable for anything that they even think of or feel, they ask Prophet Muhammad, Ya Rasulullah, even things that we feel, even things that we think of will be held accountable for. The Prophet told them, are you going to be like the people that came before you from the children of Israel, from the people of the book, who said, Sami'na asayna, we hear and we disobey. Say, Sami'na wa ta'na. Say, Sami'na wa ta'na. Say, we hear and we obey. So they said, we hear and we obey. Ghufraka Rabbana. Oh Allah, forgive our sins, forgive our shortcomings. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also revealed, La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not burden a person beyond his scope. You see, this one solved that problem. That one solved that problem. So Allah Azza wa Jal is not going to hold you for maybe your thinking or maybe your feeling until you say something or you act upon something. That's what you're going to be held accountable for. But your thinking or maybe your feeling, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت. Allah Azza wa Jal does not burden a person beyond his scope. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you see how the Sahaba were being given tarbiyah? Sahaba were being given tarbiyah through the Quran. You see the beauty of tafsir. The Sahaba were being given tarbiyah through the Quran, through the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How they came to the Prophet, how they complained, what the Prophet told them to say. So they said it, they sought forgiveness. Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed Quran to tell them they shall not be held burden, beyond their scope. Now, what is the intro of the surah? The intro of the surah, the introduction of the surah. Remember, I mentioned 10 introductions at all the surahs. They do not go beyond 10 types of introductions. We talked about those 10 types of introductions. Surah Al-Baqarah, iftutihat bihuruf al-tahajji. If you remember this, one of the introductions is huruf al-tahajji, the letters of tahajji, like alif lam mim. Alif lam mim, right? It's half min huruf al-tahajji. This is huruf al-tahajji. So Surah Al-Baqarah was, its introduction was from huruf al-tahajji. Exactly, Lulu. Exactly, mashallah alik. Very good, very good. One of the main content of Surah Al-Baqarah, brothers and sisters, one of the main content of Surah Al-Baqarah is that it was revealed لإقامة المجتمع الإسلامي, to establish the Islamic society. One of the main content, the subject of Surah Al-Baqarah is the establishment of the social, Islamic, entity based on the ubudiyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one of the main content of Surah or Mawdu' of Surah Al-Baqarah. The establishment of the core of the social, practices and the social, Islamic bodies and entities based on the Quran and the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah Al-Baqarah is divided into three categories. Are you taking notes? Brothers, are you taking notes? Sisters, are you taking notes? Arif, Azra, Lulu, Yasmin, Shazia, Nusrat, Bashir, Hafiz, Lula, Kazo. Are you guys taking notes? Or you're just listening to me? Maybe you're just like waiting for Maghrib. Are you taking notes, Munazza? Okay. Because this is, I'm giving you gold, man. I'm giving you this is something that we're really, really strongly connected to the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. Right? Surah Al-Baqarah, mashallah alaykum, mashallah. Surah Al-Baqarah is split into three categories. Talat Aqsam is divided in three categories. Do you want to know these three categories today or tomorrow? MashaAllah alik, MashaAllah. Surah Al-Baqarah is divided into three categories. Do you want to know them today or tomorrow? Yeah, I smell it too, you know. I smell a cliffhanger. I know. I smell a cliffhanger. You all, yeah, say today, but you say today, I say tomorrow. You say today, I say tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Today, please. Oh, man. Okay. Khalas. Because you said please, then I'm going to, I changed my mind. Okay, fine. I changed my mind. Tayyip, I'll mention them today. In brief, then tomorrow I'll give the details. The first category is da'wa ila al-ibadah. Second category is tafsir fi taqwa. And third category is more about taqwa. Mazid tafsir fi taqwa. Three categories. Right. The first category is da'wa to ibadah of Allah Azza wa Jal. The call to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-ubudiyyah. The worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the first category. The second category is about taqwa. Is about piety. Is about righteousness. And the third category is more examples and details about the piety and the righteousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqwa. These are the only three main categories of Surah Al-Baqarah. How, why, the detail, detail of all that, inshallah ta'ala, it will be tomorrow, bi-idhnillah. Tomorrow, I will give you examples of what do we mean by the first category, you know, da'wah to ibadah, da'wah to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. The second category, you know, taqwa or piety, and the third category, examples of taqwa and piety, right? We will talk about that tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, in more detail, talking about these three categories, inshallah ta'ala. So I hope this was beneficial, you know, to all of you. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you all. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the people of Al-Quran. I ask Allah to make us from Ahl al-Quran, from the people of the Quran, from the family of the Quran. Because Ahl al-Quran, Ahl Allah wa khassat, as the Prophet Muhammad says, the people of the Quran are the people of Allah, and they are the special people to Allah. Now, the people of the Quran are the people of Allah and the special people. Ahlul Quran wa khassatu. The people of, you know, the Quran are those who are special to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? So, inshallah ta'ala, may Allah azza wa jal bless you all. Jazakum Allah khair. I shall see you tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. 11 p.m. UK time, 6 p.m. Eastern time, 11 p.m. UK time for the end of time, inshallah. The end of time series, right? The end of time series. Today will be lecture number 32, I believe. 32 or 33, I forgot. 32 or 33, you know, episode, inshallah ta'ala. Today we'll be talking about something. Just bring your tears with you today. Today and tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, bring your tears with you because you're going to need them, inshallah. So I shall see you tonight, inshallah ta'ala. Barakallahu fikum, brothers and sisters, wherever you are. Thank you so much for joining. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum, Facebook. Assalamu alaikum.